This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
It's always interesting to me just how much Pennsylvania matters in everything, really, when it comes down to it, how much Pennsylvania matters. Well, there's somebody who's been writing about Pennsylvania and the effect in the presidential election, and she got it so right in 2016. Of course, I'm talking about Selina Zito. She's a national political writer for the Washington Examiner. Her columns are in the New York Post, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. She's also a very successful author. Selina Zito, good morning. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Although I'm not in the Post-Gazette, but I am in the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. It's all the major publications of the day. So, and of course, Washington Examiner, my personal favorite. So there you go. Now, let me ask you this question. You wrote recently that in Pennsylvania, it's really going to come out to turnout. You talked to a political science professor. You examined polls. You had some very interesting conclusions, including who the new silent Trump voter might be in this cycle. But first, I want to ask you this. We look at the polls now. The polls look really bad for President Trump, but the polls also looked really bad in 2016. What's the difference, if any?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. If I were a viewer at home and someone, an expert came on and said, well, it comes down to turnout, they're probably like, of course it does. But what we don't understand is what that turnout is going to be. And that's the similarity that 2020 shares with 2016. Pollsters, when they were deciding what their universe was going to be with who to poll and who to survey, didn't account for the amount of energy and support coming from counties like Washington or Northampton or Luzerne or Westmoreland counties who were tepid for Mitt Romney. They were still more culturally conservative, but they were tepid for Mitt Romney. The Obama administration and the campaign did an effective job of taking his most valuable quality, which is that as a businessman, and turned it into something that was untrustworthy, creating this idea that he was going to be the guy who didn't create a new job. He was going to be the guy who brought the box to your desk and scored you out. So these voters didn't turn out for Romney, but the switch towards conservatism was already evident. So these counties showed up. All they needed was 2,000 more votes in 2016 to outweigh whatever happens to Philly in her color counties. So what you're looking at today is that same amount needs to turn out. I have no doubt that that's going to happen. I've been to all 67 of our counties twice. I feel like Arlen Specter. But, what they need is about 1% above that number. And if they're able to hit that, along with the counties that go across the top of our state, they are conservative. They didn't show up as much for Donald Trump. They tend to be in the agriculture business and more evangelical, and they looked at him more as a New York liberal because of the way he talked. Now, thanks to the trade deal, in particular with farmers, He has activated and motivated them, but they need to turn out in support of him to outweigh the Philly large numbers.
How about black voters in this election, Selena Zito, the African-American vote? Where does all that come down so far?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. The last poll I saw, and I'm going to forget which one it was, there was a lot of sort of undecided among the African-American community. And I think that is a clue as to where they might go. They may be the new shy Trump voter. President Trump has spoken directly to that voter, has done a lot of outreach within the African-American community. Not something that you see on the national level in terms of like press coverage, but, you know, on the most granular level, those things are happening. He needs to, if he is able to earn more than, I don't know, so if he's able to earn like 10% of their of the African American vote through talking about his policies, you know, he that would also have a big impact on the election in our state.
So, Selena Zito, I have to ask you: you called it right for 2016. You predicted Trump was going to win Pennsylvania. Are you prepared to make a prediction this time around yet?
Well, 2020 is a little bit different in that there literally is a bomb dropped every day. We never quite know what's going to happen. So I will say there's no way that Joe Biden is beating Donald Trump in this state by the numbers that Barack Obama earned in 2008, which is what the polling is showing. But I would say it's a jump ball. But I think it's really important to realize that while Joe Biden has to win Pennsylvania, Donald Trump does not have to win Pennsylvania to win the election. And if it's close in Pennsylvania on election night, I don't think we'll know here in our state for a week. And that's being optimistic. But if it's close in Pennsylvania on election night or in the polls leading into election night, Pennsylvania is 5 points more Democratic than Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Texas, Florida, and Ohio and Iowa. If it's close here, that means he's won those other states.
Joe Biden has.
No, Donald Trump has.
Well, that's the exact opposite of what everybody's saying right now.
Well, if it's close, if Trump is if Biden is winning Pennsylvania, that means the other important electoral states have already gone for Trump.
Wow, that's amazing. That's,
so
that's
Pennsylvania is a barometer,
right? Yeah, no. Right. I mean, that's exactly it's fantastic news. And if it's this close, if it's a jump ball, then really this election is nowhere near being over like what the pollsters are saying.
Right. And we have no idea. We understand the shy Trump voter. Certainly, it's difficult to say that you support him. Throwing a sign in your yard means you might not get invited to that barbecue or block party. Right. Nobody's going to invite your family to come down, sit around the fire and have fun. But, you know, we don't know what that number is. We also don't know if there's a shy Biden voter, people who, you know, never mind. There's not a shy Trump Biden voter.
not a shy Biden voter. No, definitely not. That's I think you're rewarded if you are if you put a sign on your yard. Selena Zito, thanks for coming on the show today. Your latest piece: rural Pennsylvania turns more red, but is it enough for Trump? New York Post, CNN, and national political reporter for the Washington Examiner. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.